पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद
श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदी गौरवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
In this age, it is impossible to be morally upright, to be ethical, and to have a cultural social structure. It is not possible. Many people try to be morally, socially, and ethically proper, but it is not possible. But in the deep core of everyone's heart, they want this. They want this, like anything, but they cannot find it. They cannot get it. Generally, to find a man or to find a woman of good character is also very difficult in this age, extremely difficult. And the difficulty more is that you may think and you may feel that such a person is of good character, and we can associate intimately with that person. But after associating intimately, you realize the person is not a good character. Yes. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of prostitutes in India, which is quoted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that prostitutes, they know deep in their hearts that these men who come to associate with them for illicit activities are debauches. They are of no character, no good character in them. So naturally, they cannot have faith in these type of men who exploit and abuse them in a business way to consider to receive protection from them. They cannot. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that when they want deep in their hearts to have a child, they know that they cannot get a child from one of their customers. It will be improper to bring up such a child. They want a good soul as a child. So what they do is they pretend to be very chaste ladies and they join an ashram as a saintly person. But not saintly. But the desire is to attract another saintly man by pretending to be saintly just to get a child of their own. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that. Similarly, debauchee men, when they associate with prostitutes, they thinking, well, I cannot marry one of these ladies to have as a wife, and I also want to raise a family, and so forth. So they also feel the same way, and then they pretend to be sadhus, and they also join the ashram. So the law of karma is very exacting. You get what you deserve. So that so-called debauchee in the guise of a sadhu, and that so-called prostitute in the guise of a chaste woman, they both go to Holy Dham to look But the point is, they want a value system in their lives. They want us very much, a value system in their lives. But that value system you cannot get by your own endeavor, your own efforts. To that degree that you have a value system, to that degree you can impart it onto others in the intimacy of relationships. You'll not get something otherwise. So imagine a fake sadhu who is a debauchee man, and a fake chaste lady who is a prostitute, and they come together to get a child. You can understand. It's Adharma Bhavat Krishna producing Tikulastriya. Sri Sudhusasa Vasnaya Jayate Varna Sankara. You can understand the consciousness of the male and female in the time of conception will determine the type of soul that enters into the womb of the mother. But this is given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to show the world that even the most degraded persons, the most sinful of all sinners in this world, they want a value system in their lives. And this is very nice. And that they want the value system. So Srila Prabhupada has given us that value system at no price. Yes. So Srila Prabhupada went to that city and he said, I came with the most important message to the most important degraded city in the world, New York. And Srila Prabhupada said that in this Lower East Side, the Bowery, in the scriptures it is discussed as the mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. And as Sattva, Gundraja, Gundra, and Tamam, it is discussed like that. But Srila Prabhupada said, in this mode that I am in, it's not even mentioned in the scripture. It is, he has recalled, the darkest of the darkest. The dark is already dark. But if you say it is the darkest of the darkest, then it cannot be conceived in the consciousness. It cannot be understood like that. So such a great and powerful personality, the divine grace, Yasi Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, if he can transform those who are in the darkest of the darkest into saints, what happens? Those who are considering themselves men and women of value, they will not take the Krishna consciousness. Because I am qualified. I already have a value system, so I don't need Krishna consciousness. That is the greatest misfortune. Because those persons in the Western world who are in the mode of the darkest of the darkest, it's simply because they are in the innocence of ignorance. See? But when you are in knowledge of a value system and you do not go higher, then you are proud and tough. So therefore the innocence of ignorance is very fertile ground to plant the seeds of a proper value system to grow in. But if you already have a value system and you think that it is it, you can never take to Krishna consciousness. You have to undo that to come to minus 20, minus 19, minus 18, minus 17, minus 16, and then come to zero. Then you can have plus. these persons were in the innocence of the ignorance. They had no minuses, they in zero. And immediately you can sow the seeds of Krishna consciousness. So therefore here in this particular verse, Krishna is saying that they commit abominable activities in the innocence of the ignorance. And that is why I accept. But if you are the most perfect person with your most perfect value system, without surrender to Krishna, then you are in actual ignorance. Because I am happy in this world. I am not a debauchee. I am not a prostitute. I am a man of character. I am a woman of character. Very hard to come to Krishna consciousness. Why? Because you have so much eligibility. You have so much qualification already. So why do you need anything else? Because you're so qualified. So therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Kuru Mora, Tama Bina Kedayan, Chakate Samsari. Because of your qualification, you will not be able to come out of that samsara. The repeated cycle of birth, homeless, disease and death. Because you are so at such a great value system that you're thinking, my grandchildren has to inherit my legacy. We must have a good family name and uphold us. Generation upon generation. I think the typical word in English language was called dynasty. Right? Dynasty must go on. Yes. But here in the streets and in the ghettos of New York, do they have any dynasty to offer? Do they have any legacy to offer? No. So therefore, patita bhavana yatu tava avatar mo samo patita prabhu napadayar. These types of persons, I have no value system and I have nothing in this world to offer in the forthcoming generations coming from me. So I have nothing. And when you come to that level of consciousness, then Krishna becomes everything from nothing. So therefore there's a subtlety here. The subtlety is that when one feels that one has a value system in human life, it is very, very difficult to transcend being a human being. Because there are three types of life in general. There is animal life, there is human life, and there is spiritual life. But when one is attached to human life on the basis of a value system, on the basis of being of good moral character, having social and ethical values, then one is attached to that. One is deeply attached to that. Krishna consciousness means you have to rise above being a human being, using the human form of life to rise above the human form of life. And that is spiritual life. So therefore, Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balo Kana Kora Ami Mana Dukhi. That this dukhi, this unhappiness, is that my value system is not upheld. in the forthcoming generations and in the present generations. We know. You may be parents, you may be even grandparents here. You know, maybe your grandchild is not following what you used to follow, some value system. Right. We know nowadays the children and grandchildren, they don't even respect elders, right? They may not respect elders. And even if you come from some conservative background, whether it's, you know, some cultural background in any type of religion, whether it's Hinduism or whether it's Christianity, some conservative background is there. In a way, you still have your grandfather and grandmother are still living together for 80 years. So it's a value system. How come the children and grandchildren don't listen to the elders anymore? They don't have any respect for the elders. But then suddenly they come to Krishna consciousness and they respect. How is that? So that means Krishna consciousness is not based on a value system of being of character. Krishna consciousness just goes beyond that. It's based on the inherent symptomatic natural constitutional position of the soul to be Krishna conscious. That is why Krishna consciousness is supreme. Now, all good qualities are naturally endowed in a person without any separate effort, simply by chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
and engaging in practical devotional service. So therefore, the lesson to be learned from Bhagavad Gita is not to be a gentleman in this world and be attached to it, or is not to be a chaste lady in this world and be attached to it. Because the gopis of Vrindavan, they gave up their chastity for who?
Krishna.
For Shyama Sundar. They gave up all moral, social, and ethical codes of behavior to get the highest. The association of Krishna. And therefore some people accuse, you are worshipping this Krishna? You know this Krishna is debauchee number one. They say, yes, he is original. Everyone else is imitation. Yes. So one person, he asked another devotee in India, he said, you're Krishna? Do you know? He went in the dead of night to Vamsivat, he played his flute, and you know, the wives of the gopas, they left everything. They even left the little babies. They thrust on the floor while breastfeeding the baby, and they ran to Vamsivat in the dead of the night. How can your Krishna do this? That is associating like this. And we heard he went to another city, he conquered the city, and then like a coward, he went and created another city in the sea called Dwarka, and then he married 16,000 ladies. How can this be God? Right. So the devotee answered. He said, how long will you live with your wife? How long will you live with your girlfriend? And the longer you live in terms of attachment for them, it is temporary. We know. You cannot live forever with your family members. But you can live forever with your family members in relation to Krishna and the center. and that's what the devotee replied. He said, "Who is that person?" says my wife, "For how long? Why have you stolen Krishna's property?" Krishna is Govinda Madhi Purusha Tamam Naja. He's Adipurus. He's the principal, supreme enjoyer. He's the only enjoyer. So why are you enjoying Krishna's property? And Krishna will come and take his property back anyway, in the form of death. So therefore this beautiful boy, blackish blue, he will come and steal what is belonging to you. Because you think he's a thief, he will come and steal. He will reciprocate with you. You think I'm a thief? So be it. I will be a thief. And I will come and steal. Mithu sarva harascha. I am all devouring death. And we know, as the saying goes, as sure as death. So the highest moral, social and ethical principles comes from a debauchee. Original debauchee. And what do we do? When he is a thief, we put his photo in a nice frame and we do arati. Jai Makan children. And if you steal in the material world, where do they put you? So nobody worships. They don't even want to see your face. So Krishna is absolutely all auspicious. So therefore Krishna's naughtiness is nice. Our naughtiness is not nice in the material world. So this fact has to be transcended. In Krishna consciousness we transcend all value systems, including cultural values. That's how you come to Krishna consciousness. So in that way it is open to everyone. Come as you are. We'll take some questions now if you have. We have some minutes. Anyone? What's your name? Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
Is it true that we're here because of our own will? It's because we wanted to enjoy separatism.
Sam is asking the question, is it true that we are here because we want to enjoy separately for Krishna? The answer is yes, and the answer is no. The answer is yes because you are asking the question. The answer is no, is because are you really enjoying? Sometimes, but not all the time, yes. So that sometimes feeling of enjoyment is only this feeling in the material world. The only enjoyment in the material world is looking forward to enjoy. Let me finish. That is the only enjoyment. And that is Maya's chief weapon. The material energy's chief weapon is it makes you in your consciousness that I'm going to enjoy. That is the only enjoyment. See? But the actual sense of enjoyment in his activity is only suffering. Is only suffering. And what is the suffering? Is that I am not satisfied with this enjoyment. That is the greatest suffering. So if enjoyment makes you suffer because you are not satisfied, that is, let me try it again because maybe I'll be satisfied again. Let me try it again. But it goes on like that. Yes. So there's no real enjoyment. The only enjoyment is that I am going to enjoy. That's just that thought. I am going to enjoy. Actually, there's no enjoyment. Are you convinced?
Yes.
So what's your next question?
My question is like, it's because I'm confused because so I think if Krishna was the person who provided us with everything that we needed, then
if Krishna is the person that provided us with everything we need, I'm repeating your question so everyone can hear. Is that okay?
When we were with Krishna,
when we were with Krishna, the spirit soul, yes.
He was the one that could satisfy every desire that we ever had. Why did we choose not to be with him and come here instead?
So we chose not to be with him and come here instead, yes. What's your question?
The thing that confuses me.
Confuses you.
What I enjoy here and why I enjoy here and why I'm here anyway.
Okay.
Krishna was
the one who... Okay, it's a very nice question. If you would your father in one room, and you are going through a nightmare, are you with the father? In your nightmare, you are not with the father. Is the father with you? Yes. Krishna never leaves us. And we never leave Krishna. So the father gets you up while you're in the nightmare. Shakespeare, hey, get up. You're in the nightmare. Okay, you get up. And then this hazy form of the father, oh, you go away. As if he's part of the nightmare too. No, I'm not part of your nightmare. I'm trying to get you up. So you get up fully conscious. Oh, thank God, you're my father, and thank God I'm back with you. I was gone away for so long. But the father says, few moments. The nightmare was few moments. You're thinking it's billions of lifetimes. See? So therefore, this sense of enjoying separately from association of the father is like that nightmare, which is a moment away from Krishna in the expanse of eternal time is translated into billions and trillions of lives in different types of species of life at the same time. So one moment of expanse of eternal time is given its temporariness. See? In so many billions of births. So that's how we are here. Yes. It's like one moment. So therefore the scriptures advise us and tell us, and even Srila Prabhupada said, in one moment you can be with Krishna. And in the same moment, if you're not with Krishna, it is billions of lives. Because it's one moment of the expanse of eternal time.